What if everything you've been taught about trading and investing is fundamentally backward? While Wall Street worships at the altar of rationality and mathematical models, former trader and neuropsychologist Denise Cho reveals a counterintuitive truth. Our feelings, not our intellect, drive our financial decisions. This revolutionary perspective has transformed how elite traders approach the markets, making Cho one of Wall Street's most sought-after performance coaches. Her work even inspired the character of Wendy Rhodes in the hit show Billions. The edge you've been searching for might not be in better algorithms or more complex models, but in understanding the psychological dimensions that truly govern market behavior. Markets excel at presenting convincing lies. We've embraced the illusion that quantifying risk makes uncertainty manageable, feeling validated when numbers support our views. This enumeration deceives us. Goldman Sachs CEO called 2007 market swings a 25th deviation event, statistically impossible in our lifetimes, yet 13 months later, markets shocked everyone again. Despite sophisticated models, catastrophic failures in 1997, 2001, and 2008 blindsided experts. Economist Frank Knight distinguished risk, measurable uncertainty, from uncertainty itself, unmeasurable. Despite technological advances, we still cannot predict when market movements will begin, their duration, or reversal points. Dice represent risk with calculable probabilities, while poker illustrates uncertainty. Card probabilities are calculable, but human betting introduces limitless outcomes. No computer can predict if a player is bluffing. Markets present vastly more uncertainty than poker. With countless financial instruments across global markets and continuously changing prices, the complexity is overwhelming. Consider Bear Stearns dropping from $70 to $2 in just 7 days in 2008, or LinkedIn's IPO price skyrocketing instantly. We've been irrational by overlooking a fundamental aspect of ourselves. Traditional models focus only on thought and behavior while ignoring the third dimension, how we feel. Academic models remain fixated on expected utility and emotion regulation, despite acknowledging concepts like animal spirits. Neuroscience reveals we are primarily feeling beings, not just thinking ones. Antonio Damasio showed that patients with damaged emotional brain areas became unable to make even simple decisions, proving emotion is central to decision-making. Contrary to Wall Street's assumptions, emotions aren't something to shun. We need them for meaning and vision. Research confirms that people who experience more intense feelings and better identify their emotions achieve higher decision-making performance. Whether emotions benefit or harm decisions depends on how people experience, treat, and use their feelings, the emotions as data approach central to Scholl's work. During the 2010 flash crash, certain traders used their emotional responses to shut down automatic trading systems when something felt wrong. This illustrates how emotion can serve as our best risk manager. Rather than fearing fear itself, the only true thing we have to fear is a complete lack of fear. Effective decision-making under uncertainty requires knowing where you stand on the spectrum from fear to confidence. Meaning exists only through context. Market levels like Dow 10,000 mean nothing without historical perspective, celebratory in 1999, but catastrophic in 2009. Background knowledge shapes interpretation. Value investors might see a 52-week low as opportunity, while momentum traders view it as warning. Trading parallels sports, requiring frameworks but demanding real-time adaptation. Our brains process uncertainty differently than certainty, often handling ambiguity faster than arithmetic. Duke University researchers found the posterior inferior frontal sulcus thrives on uncertainty, explaining why traders often make better snap decisions than calculated ones. Both external circumstances and internal factors, memories, beliefs, expectations, shape our mental contexts. A trader who lived through the 2008 crisis responds differently to bank volatility than someone who started trading in 2020. Unlike military personnel with defined objectives, traders face constantly shifting conditions with no final whistle. Research by Kunin and Knudsen shows how incidental feelings alter financial beliefs. Even holding hot versus cold coffee can influence risk perception, with warm beverages leading to more aggressive investment choices. This explains why traders often make their worst decisions during emotional periods, whether from recent wins or losses. Fractal geometry, which describes infinitely repeating patterns in nature, provides a framework for understanding market psychology. Unlike traditional geometry, fractals explain the non-random clustering of price movements and volatility. Benoit Mandelbrot discovered that fractal geometry can reproduce number series nearly identical to actual market price movements, showing that prices follow patterns of clustered volatility rather than random walks. These fractal patterns manifest in our psychology too. Freud's concepts of transference and compulsion to repeat represent psychological fractal patterns. Transference projects childhood relationship lessons into adult situations, scaling like fractals. Our early experiences create foundational patterns that repeat throughout our lives. When making market decisions, we experience familiar feelings without recognizing their origins. The market triggers emotional responses from earlier life experiences. A trader who always felt I should have done better will doubt trades unless they immediately move favorably. Another who believed I deserved more will stubbornly hold positions for extra ticks only to surrender profits. Markets constantly trigger our deep-seated feelings of inadequacy. Under uncertainty, our brains unconsciously apply childhood emotional patterns to trading decisions. Psychological capital, your mental, physical, and emotional energy, fluctuates constantly, unlike cash or intellectual capital. Physical well-being critically impacts decision quality, with sleep deprivation distorting risk perception and making dangers seem less threatening. Successful traders don't suppress emotions, but treat them as valuable mark-to-market emotions. Track your internal state as diligently as price movements by acknowledging feelings, noting bodily signals, and naming experiences. Trading emotions typically exist on the FAD, fear, anxiety, doubt spectrum, with panic at one extreme and FOMO at the other. Most traders oscillate between fear of loss being wrong and fear of missed opportunities. Monitoring your position on this spectrum reveals your emotional patterns. When making decisions, ask, how will I feel in the future if I take this trade? This uses projected future emotions as data rather than relying solely on intellectual self-control. Markets are fundamentally human games, not mathematical ones, more like poker than pure calculation. The ultimate trading edge comes from distinguishing valuable intuition from destructive impulse. Intuition is knowledge communicated through feeling, stemming from unconscious pattern recognition. Research shows our bodies often know before our conscious minds do, with experienced fighters processing danger signals more efficiently. To distinguish between intuition and impulse, urgent, compelling feelings typically indicate impulse, while calm senses emerging unprompted suggest genuine recognition. By tracking feeling nuances, some traders achieve remarkable accuracy in market predictions. Even Nobel Prize winner Harry Markowitz emphasized that portfolio selection begins with observation and experience before mathematical analysis, insisting that judgment should address factors not captured by formal computations. The mind game of markets exists primarily in your own mind. By making unconscious patterns conscious and prioritizing mental capital in your decision sequence, you create an advantage no market regime can take away. Ultimately, embracing your emotions rather than fighting them may be the most rational trading strategy.